Good evening. I call order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we begin, if you wish to address the board during public commentary, please make sure you fill out one of the forms on the table with the red cloth back there and hand it to Jamie, our administrative assistant. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
There are none tonight, sir.
Since we have none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Do we have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes. I will now turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for his comments.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. So my first set of comments is yesterday we did our Monday mingle for the month of September, and it was a big shout out and thank you to everyone that was able to get this year up and running. I heard the meeting with Dr. Everly a couple weeks ago, and she said something that was extremely it set the tone. We're the only industry where we literally shut down for 3 months and then we've restarted, and we do that every year. And it takes a moment. But super proud of everyone and the work that they did in every single department. I know that this year was a big lift with a lot of changes, but like happens every single year, they pull off the miracles and getting it done. This year was a more tough one, simply because right before school started, they decided to close off 7th Street, Dunbar, railroad crossings, then do some construction down on South Dixie. And I think there was one other area that had construction. And so three of the four areas are open right now. And so now we're just waiting for that next ball to drop, which it is, we understand is coming around Telegraph and Stewart Road. So for those of us that cross Stewart Road, yay, it will be fixed at some point in time. But that will create a little havoc on our transportation system because it does back up. And the last part is this, I've been able to be out at Custer the last few days with running the parent loop and assisting out there. And big thank you to our parents at Custer. They popped right in there. I mean, it's new, but they're figuring it out, and it's getting a lot better. And I truly appreciate all their grace, especially when Dunbar or Elbin Road was just backed up last week due to the construction and trying to get in. And they navigate. So a big shout out to our parents at Custer. I know all the other buildings have had to do their stuff, but you know, the Custer one was a big shift. And in talking with the parents in different moments out there, every car is off the road. Yeah. And they're doing a great job of getting them through the line as fast as they can. So it's much better. And so, but I have to also thank Dave and Tim for supporting us with some grounds guys to help with cars navigating. So you show up over there, you may not make it through the preschool bus line if you don't have the proper documentation in hand. It'll stop you right there. So thank you all you guys. That's all I have for my first set of comments.
Thank you. Public commentary for board agenda items. Do we have any, Carrie?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. Next is the board discussion action items. And we have our contracted services and resignations report. Any discussion from board members on those reports? Hearing none, we will go to our consent agenda. Are there any items that the board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved over to new business? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
I move that agenda items B2A and B2B be considered as consent agenda and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Do I have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Sabadini?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes. Cindy, do we have any of the new employees here?
We absolutely do. We have our new orchestra teacher from Monroe High and Monroe Middle School.
Okay.
Please come up and stand at the microphone, tell us who you are, and anything you'd like to tell us about yourself.
Sure. It's so great to meet everyone. My name is Olivia Charette. This is my third year in education, and I'm so grateful to be stepping into a secondary role. I spent my last 2 years teaching elementary music and band. I'm a very involved musician and have been playing in orchestras for many years, so I'm very excited to be a part of Monroe's amazing music education program.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
To all of our new hires, thank you for coming tonight. We are thrilled with the staff that was hired this year. It's a well-talented group of people, so congratulations.
Before we move into new business, I want to provide some background and context on the agenda items. There's only a few tonight. All these have been discussed significantly in the work sessions and also addressed in our weekly board briefs. So even though we move through these quickly through the voting process, we do want the public to know that we've done our due diligence and thoroughly reviewed these prior to the meeting. And as a reminder, all our work sessions are open to the public, and we welcome anyone to join us through those work sessions. Next, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for the HMH into Reading curriculum purchase.
All right, so I'm gonna have Andrea step up to the microphone. She did get a couple more minutes notice on that. So it is exciting. Remember the work that we did back in June and how we had to expedite some things. And so the grant came through and it was came in right where we needed it to be. And so I'm gonna have Andrew take a moment, then we'll share the recommendation.
Yep, so we are just going to ask that you approve tonight the purchase of the HMH or Houghton Mifflin Harcourt into Reading curriculum for grades K through 5, and that's at the cost of not to exceed $455,392.21, and $424,273 of that will be coming from the 35M, which is that per pupil literacy grant, and the remaining amount will be funded through our 35J grant funds and our district elementary curriculum budget.
So, Andrew, if you could just take a minute and share with the board, because I imagine in a moment there might be some questions, but talk about some of the things that you've done with staff and especially I remember back in August.
Sure. We started, you'll remember, we brought this presentation to you when the state released that list back in June. The very first thing that we did was we met with our partners at the ISD and our instructional coaches, and we talked about the state list that was released and those items that were on the list, and we reviewed them according to what our needs were and talked to some districts around us that were implementing those curriculum programs. We then gathered some of our teachers together and we reviewed the curriculum. Some of you were present for that curriculum day. I think it was the very first Monday of summer vacation. We asked teachers to come back and spend some time diving into ELA curriculum, and we surveyed our teachers to find out which of the programs they felt best fit our needs in our district, and Into Reading came out on top. The numbers were pretty far ahead for that program compared to the rest. So we moved forward with writing that grant and submitting for funding. Since then, we have been working alongside of the representatives from Into Reading. We've brought in some professional development sessions for teachers. Shortly before school started, we had approximately 65 teachers that came and sat through some training and learned more about the program. And we have teachers who have already begun getting materials together and saying they want to start with being an early implementer and being a leader within their grade level and being willing. Part of that in the survey out to teachers was asking them if they were ready to start this program, if they would serve then as a lab classroom for us to be going in and working alongside of coaches, and teachers readily said yes, they would be willing to do that. So the excitement and the buzz around it is there. Teachers are telling me, yeah, I've been looking through it. I've already got started. So we're eagerly looking forward to the purchase of these materials because right now we currently only have access to a demo. So we need the approval of the purchase so we can get these materials. It's a turnaround of about 2 days to get them here. So it's very quick for us. We'd like to get them in the hands of teachers this week if possible so we can hit the ground running and use some of that learning already that's been in place and put this program into the classrooms.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Do the board members have any questions for Andrea?
We need to make a motion.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can do questions first. Before she sits down.
Yep.
So we don't want to do the motion first
well,
and get that on
we
the table
can
for
if,
discussion?
If you'd like to make a motion. Sure. Go ahead.
Let's have a motion here.
I'll make the motion. I move to approve the purchase of HMH into reading for grades K through 5 at a cost not to exceed $455,392.21 with $424,273 of that funded from the 35M grant, remaining amount funded through the 35G grant funds and district elementary curriculum budget.
Support.
Okay, now any questions?
Go ahead.
So in the cost, are there ongoing costs that after you purchase the curriculum, is there ongoing?
So what you see is that includes all of our professional development, our materials for teachers, and that's over the course of a few years. So there are consumable materials that we'll continue to receive. So there won't be an additional cost beyond that for like next year. We would continue to get those My Books that students have.
Is there at some point that you won't get that and you will have to purchase stuff?
I believe it's for a 3 year after that amount of time, we would have to then repurchase. But it's rolled in. The way the grant funds work, we have to use those grant funds. So we have that spread out over time, but we need to pay that from the grant. So that's why you see that cost right now.
Okay. Thank you.
So that was my question, too. So I see that the $424,000 amounts, you didn't break it down. How much is actually coming out of the district budget of that? I mean, I don't know what, you know, it's $400,000.
If I may, we're hoping to do an amendment to our 35J grant to allow the remaining full amount to come out of that grant. But barring the state approving that amendment, I recommended to Mrs. Joseph and Mr. Malalepsy that we include the district curriculum budget just in case the state does not approve that. We're hoping that they will, and I anticipate that they will, but just as a precaution, hopefully none of it will come from our district curriculum.
We're only talking about a difference of $31,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, between
Thank
what
you.
We were approved from the grant and what we need to cover outside of that.
It's hard to see by that. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be like, if that don't come, that's not there,
right.
Then there's
right.
$400,000.
No,
we
have that, the grant funds from the 35M we received.
Yeah, because 424 is out of the 455.
Out of the 455,
yeah.
Yes.
So the amount of
the remaining
one is
cost.
31. The remaining one's
yes.
coming out of that. And of that, you're saying the only risk to the district is $31,000?
Correct.
Yes,
so
correct.
The state has already approved the mm-hmm. budget that we propose to purchase these materials.
And so you're seeking the grant to cover that 31.
Correct.
Yes.
We're hoping to
amend
the 35J. To cover that additional $31,000.
35J is a grant that we already have. We just
right.
need to amend what we put in our budget.
Right. Yeah. How do you allocate, right?
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any additional questions? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes.
Thank you.
This old business, since we have no old business tonight, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for additional comments.
Okay, so we'll be on the 6th day already. Music tours are going to get started on it here on September the 18th. They go around to all of our elementaries. We're going to be, over the next few board briefs, sharing the number of kids are involved over in our 5-6 building and our music program. We know that that number has really climbed. Community education programs are up and going, are beginning now. And so just take a look at that online. Homecoming is set for Friday, September 26th. And then lastly, my goodness, I can't wait for us on the 23rd of this month to come forward and share all the different naming ideas of the Arborwood buildings. And then at that point in time, you'll get all the stats, and then you guys get to talk it all out. So that'll be there's a lot of names. If you've been on Facebook, I think they've really been we need some of the people on Facebook, we really need them to also take the survey. So we'll have to use some of the Facebook information there to just share with you. So, but that'll all be given to you. And then from there, you guys will be able to make decisions. So that's all I have tonight, sir.
Thank you. Public commentary, any topic? Do we have any?
No.
None tonight? Okay. Board member commentary? Brian, you want to start us off?
I just want to, as a reminder, we talked about this. I'm anxious to see in board briefs the cell phone how that is played out in the first few weeks. Do we expect to get that here soon in board briefs?
So we can give you some preliminary data from the administrators on week one. Okay. We gave that to them. Teaser, overall, it was very, very positive with how students received it, with the amount of time administrators addressed it. And as we get more strict, more firm on the policy, because there is a learning curve or the protocol, we expect to see maybe some of that data change. We can pull a report about infractions the first week and things that needed to be addressed. After about a month, we want to talk to the teachers, talk about, learn about their perspective and how they're seeing things. So yes, that information will be forthcoming.
Perfect, thank you.
David, if I can ask, have many parents applied for waivers?
Let me ask. I asked Mr. Shaw. He gave me an answer. I want to hear what you say. Do you want to know the number of waivers that have been taken out of the office, or would you like those that are actually followed through on with doctors and, so to speak, and actually turned back in?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many have been implemented?
Implemented, or we can get you both numbers, but there'll obviously be a lag, right? So you want, maybe you don't like the policy. You go to the doctor. That takes, there's a little bit of time, so we'll give you those numbers throughout the course of the year. We can do both of those.
Thank you. So is that to suggest that there have been waivers that have been submitted or requests for them?
I did not send that. The draft is in my mailbox because we wanted to give parents or give anyone more time for that process.
Oh, so they haven't actually got the waiver?
Don't know. We have that in our buildings.
Okay.
If for parents.
We just don't know yet.
Just trying to piece together what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't know how right now the number. The hard part is, so if you think about us all sitting up here, did we go into a building and ask for a waiver? That's going to be impossible because they may have gotten it, because it's just a paper that the building hands out. So it's ones that really implemented. So they brought the waiver back in and provided, because we don't have the buildings tallying like, okay, I gave out a waiver to Darla, I gave out a waiver to Tom. And so if a parent requested a waiver or walked in, then they would have that. So we'll find out the number that have been implemented.
100% accuracy with those that have been properly filled out by a physician and turned back in.
Yeah. Okay. Carrie?
Just a brief mention. I wanted to tell everyone about the girls' swim meet over the weekend. They did fantastic at the Dundee Smizzle Relays. First place for Monroe for the girls' team, and they are so excited about their success. They were over 78 points higher than the next second place team.
That's big.
Mm-hmm. Aaron's doing a great job.
Yes.
As expected.
That's cool.
Anything else, Darla?
No.
Mary? Just to add to what Superintendent Shaw had said earlier, I was out there on Wednesday afternoon at Custer, and I'm not sure who designed the parent loop, but we were able to get every car off of Alban Road. And we probably had room for maybe about five or six to spare,
yep.
which was fantastic considering the traffic that day on Alban Road. So I'm sure the people in that neighborhood are thrilled to see that.
I accidentally drove down Alban Road.
Last
yeah.
week?
At the day.
You can go ahead and do it now.
I can. Yeah. I was like, why did I do this?
It's wonderful because now we can confidently go to any building late in the afternoon and get into the parking lot yeah. and or paramedics can get there. I mean, and so we don't have that problem. Our mm-hmm. buses can get in, so that's at any of our buildings, so it's wonderful. The one I would wish we could ever figure out is Monroe High School. So I sat out there this morning, mm-hmm. and I'm watching the kids, you know, going south on Her Road, and it's just, it's a traffic jam. But I will say, I'm so proud of our kids because they figure out faster than adults and how to do the zipper. They just, boom, they let each other in, and mm-hmm. just... And it's kind of amazing how they work.
Nobody yelling, nobody nope. honking, nobody swearing. I was amazed. Yeah. So that's all I have tonight. So that concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular Board of Education meeting will be held Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, and will begin at 7 p.m. A board work session will be held prior to that board meeting beginning at 5:30 p.m. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have support?
Support.
Show of hands. Okay. Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 is adjourned. And the time is 7:21. Thank you, everybody.